This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Korean War veterans.
It was love at first sight, practically, for both of us.
If that voice sounds familiar, it's because it's Marjorie Johnson, Minnesota's most famous baker. Decades before she snagged her first blue ribbon, Johnson was a military wife. Johnson's late husband, Lee, was a recent graduate of the University of Minnesota School of Dentistry when approached about becoming a military dentist. Commissioned as an officer, his first assignment was Korea.
I didn't have to worry that anything would happen to him, but I sure missed him.
The posting to Korea was even more difficult for the military dentist.
I didn't know that Lee was so miserable. I had no idea, because most of all, he wanted me to be happy. He never once said, "Oh, I'm so miserable," because he knew that that would make me unhappy and there wasn't anything I could do about it. So I never knew. And in fact, I really didn't know until some of the last years we were married.
Lee Johnson spent 22 years in the Air Force, retiring as a lieutenant colonel. His widow remembers the career as satisfying once the Korean post was passed. The 4'10" wife joined her 6'2" husband for his next assignment in Japan, then in moves to Alaska and Texas, where their three children were born. Widowed since 2013, Johnson keeps busy with her guest shots and her competitive baking, but misses the veteran she spent more than 60 years with. Sometimes when she brews the morning coffee, even now, she imagines he's still at their kitchen table.
So I'd make his and mine. And so once he was gone, I still made the 2 cups of coffee. So I drank mine, and then when mine was gone, I drank his. I think of him when I drink from his cup, yeah.
Veterans Voices Korea is produced by Ampers, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at MinnesotaVets.org.